Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would be Ray and he would be
Joe. And this is our weekly visit with the great David Lightman, D.C. Bureau Chief for McClatchy Newspapers. Yeah. David, good morning. How are you?
Hi, not Bureau Chief.
No, that's right.
Just a lowly editor.
That's right. No, national political correspondent.
Don't get me fired, guys.
No, I'm not trying to, trust me.
Because they listen to your show religiously.
Many do. Yeah, we have great numbers in Washington.
Yeah,
we don't even have numbers in Washington, Connecticut.
Do you know there's D.C. Do you know there's an average accident? A person is in an accident every 5 years on average in D.C.? Does that surprise you?
Well, yes.
Well, apparently, those that are driving, glad you take the metro or whatever that is.
But. Oh, my God.
David, yeah. It was nice to see bipartisanship yesterday.
Yes.
In support of the late Elijah Cummings. We had Joe Courtney on earlier, and he was raving about Kevin McCarthy, and I forget if he said it was somebody else from the Republican side gave a real...
What's his name? Trey Gowdy.
Yeah. And actually, Mark Meadows of the Freedom Caucus, good friend of Elijah Cummings.
Man worth respect.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was interesting, the outpouring yesterday, isn't it? It's not unusual for a senior member to die, but yeah. I think... What was heightened was that it's so bitter now, it's so partisan, and it's so personal that here you had a guy who not only, he was old school, you know, he was from that Joe Courtney, Chris Dodd, Joe Lieberman, Lowell Weicker school where you tried to get along with everybody, and you didn't make enemies. I mean, I think I told you, Chris Dodd told me years ago that, I said, how do you do this? How do you write legislation with Orrin Hatch and people? And he said, just remember this, don't make enemies. You know, you can disagree, but don't be disagreeable. And that was Elijah Cummings. And he, even with the media, you know, look, he would growl at you. But he'd answer your questions. He'd talk to you with respect. And you just, this, I don't want to say it's a dying breed, but you just don't see as much of it as you should.
Well, and I think part of it is just 24/7 news cycle. So you got to have something. So we're going to jump on this and plug the heck out of it.
Well, you know, we were lamenting that the other day, that it used to be you could hang out outside a vote and grab a congressman or a senator and have a conversation. I mean, Joe Biden was legendary for that. So was John McCain, John Kerry, Chris Dodd, Joe Lieberman. But it's harder now with the younger senators and congressmen because, frankly, they're scared that you're going to run off and take a sentence of theirs and tweet it.
God.
I mean, that's
the world
we live in. Yeah.
That is true.
Well, because there are people, not you, obviously, because you have standards, but there are people who will go do that, which is why they're afraid of it.
Absolutely.
It's understandable.
It's interesting because when I wanted to talk about Cummings yesterday, I went to see Congressman that, Ray, you probably know from Kansas City, Emanuel Cleaver.
Oh, Emanuel, sure.
I said, look, I want to talk to you about Cummings. He said, well, I don't want to just talk to you in the hall because 20 other people started trying to get a soundbite out of me. So we went to his office, and for 20 minutes... just talked about Cummings.
He's a decent man.
I wish I could just do a transcript of this. It was insightful. It was wonderful. It was heartfelt. And you just don't see enough of that today.
Yeah.
By the way, does Representative Cleaver remind you of Richard Pryor?
I hadn't thought of it. Yeah.
I think he
kind
of looks like him.
Yeah, has that look. Right.
He was mayor in Kansas City.
Oh, my God. Talking a little few more minutes with David Lightman from McClatchy Newspapers. What was your take on the debate on Wednesday night, which I believe just ended an hour ago?
I was just going to say, is it over yet? Yeah, well...
No, it's not on. It's over.
Well, it just wasn't long enough. Pretty much the same as everybody else. Warren is clearly now perceived as the front runner, which is why everybody's taking shots at her.
Exactly.
She held up pretty well. She better come up with an answer as to how she's going to pay for Medicare for All, and we're told that she's scrambling to do that.
Right.
I'll give Sanders credit. You know, he was, how can I put it, a little softer, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but more human, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on Buttigieg. It's interesting. I'm getting it both ways. Some people like the fact that he hit back, and some people said, whoa, this isn't the Mayor Pete we know, the gentle scholar. So I don't know how that's going to play. The other thing that struck me is that the two percenters, as we call them, Cory Booker, they didn't ask him a question for, 45 minutes or something?
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Poor Spartacus. So,
yeah, this is clearly a 3 or 4 person race at this point.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Hey, David, one of the big things yesterday was, of course, as you know, the G7 is going to meet. And apparently the president said, well, why don't you come on down to my house in Florida? There are a lot of people who are not pleased about that.
You know what's interesting to me about this? This broke, and this is a big story for us because we're the Miami Herald.
Yeah.
I'm sort of, the lack of outrage over this. I mean, yeah, people are angry, but can you imagine if, you know, Clinton or Bush or Barack Obama did this, or, you know, if Lyndon Johnson had done it at his ranch or something, or whatever. And it's just sort of, well, you know, there he goes again, that sort of thing. This is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
How the American mood is, I don't know, shifted here.
Well, it seems like we're in about 3 different prongs on the attack on the press. One is, of course, the Emoluments Clause. This brought that back.
Right.
Then you have the 25th Amendment. That's still bubbling around in there.
Yep.
And then there's, you know, well, okay, instead of Russia, it's Ukraine. But as Nancy Pelosi said, you know, all roads lead to Putin. So, I mean, I'm thoroughly lost.
You know, and so is the American public. And I think we've talked about this. Our reporters go to town halls out in Fresno and Modesto and, you know, Independence, Missouri, and places like that. And people are just not talking about this stuff. I mean, people like you and me who follow this stuff do. But people are more concerned with health care, jobs, guns. I mean, boy, you talk to people, they want to know why in the world can't Congress even debate a background check bill.
It's weird. Of all the things, negative things that came out this week that seemingly have pushed the needle closer towards impeachment, which do you think was the most damaging?
Oh, boy. That's a really good question. I'm trying to think. There's so much. You know, let me answer on 2 levels. Substantively, Mulvaney yesterday.
Yes, precisely.
You know, that really shook Washington. It shook the people inside the room. But then a lot of this depends on the perception of the American people. I mean, Nancy Pelosi will tell you over and over, you can't do this without public support. And I'd be curious to see what the polls say if this moved any needles. Because I think, as you all just said, I worry that the American public is just getting shell-shocked by
this
stuff.
Can't stand it.
Right.
By the way, what happened to the whistleblower? Oh, well.
Stay tuned.
Not important. It's 8:28.
Thanks, David. We appreciate it.
Pleasure, as always.
Thanks,
talk
buddy.
To you next week.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.